V'alkein, and therefore, Iker Kavonas HaKadosh Hu L'Yached U'L'Chaber Shloisha Shemois Elokim Im Shloisha Shemois Havaya. This is why one of the main kavonas, one of the main intentions that a Jew is supposed to have when he's saying Kaddish, according to the Arizal, is that I'm bringing about the unification between three times Elokim and three times Yudke Vovke. Hashem's name Elokim is 86. Three times 86 is 258. Yudke Vovke is 26. Three times 26 is 78. 258 and 78 is 336. Shin Lamed Vov. The Arizal says that there's a pasuk where it says, Shelov Hoyisi, I was at peace, Vayefar Pereini, and then I was crumbled, then I was smashed. And the Arizal shows there that the word Shelov, peace, what is peace? Shelov is like the Shin Lamed Vov of Shalom. Peace is when you unite the three Elokims with the three Yud Kevavkes. Why three? The Arizal explains this, you know, and goes into all kinds of detail. And the Arizal shows how this Shin Lamed Vav appears in the Kaddish. And how when we're saying Kaddish, we're trying to bring about this unification between the three Elokims and the three Yud Kevavkes. Hainu Bechinas Hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says this goes back to what we were saying. Bechinas Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. That this is what it's all about. This is the ultimate goal. To show that Hashem is Elokim. That they're both one and the same. V'alkein al yidei ha-kaddish nichlal oylom bo-oylom shelem alayimenu. And this is why the Kaddish is the bridge between a world and the world above it. That's the bridge that connects Asiya to Yitzira, Yitzira to Bria, ki ikar haklolius hu bebechina zu, because the main connection, the main bringing together of everything is bebechinas Hashem hu elokim. That's the ultimate unification. That's the achdus. When we talk about unity in Klal Yisrael, we're talking about the right and the left coming together. This is why it's brought that when a person davens Shmon Esrei in Tefillah, you're supposed to bring your hands together, the right and the left. You want the right and the left to become one. Bechinas kuloi toiv, that it becomes all good. Lodas, which means for a person to achieve the realization, shekol ma'oiros oisov heim l'toivosoi, that everything that happens to me is for my good. Because the more a person climbs from level to level and from world to world, each time you go up a level, it's an aspect of bitul compared to where you were before. Going up requires this nullification. Kain zoichin l'das, and then when the person's going up, based on how high they're going up, and based on how strong a unification they're bringing about, that determines how much new das they get. Because again, the das is a result; it's a byproduct. If you go up high enough and you tap into that infinite light, and then you come down and you bring a little of it down with you, that results in an expansion of your brain. You're on a much higher level of das than you were before. Dehainu lehagdil daitoi b'chol pam, meaning to increase his knowledge and his awareness of Hashem every single time. Ulahavin, and to come to this realization, shehakoy letoivosoi, that everything is for my good. Bechinas Hashem hu elokim. Shezeu bechinas hakadish shebein oylam loylam. This is the secret, this is the concept between why that the Kaddish is the bridge between world and world. Because again, Kaddish is an example of the unification of Yudke Vovke and Elokim. That's how you go up, that's how you get to the Beetle. That's what the Beetle is all about. The Beetle is going to a place where right and left become one. Shal yodoy oilin meyolim loilim. Through the Kaddish is the springboard which takes us up from one world to the next, the transition. Ki haKaddish shehu hagdolas shmo yisbor, b'chinas Hashem hu elokim, zeo b'chinas bitul, shu b'chinas aliyah meyolim loilim. Kaddish, which is this elevating the name of Hashem, which is bringing together Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, that's this concept of bitul, shu b'chinas ali, which is going up from world to world. And through this process, all the different worlds get purified, get sanctified. Until the person is to a complete nullification to the Ein Sof, all the way up, way, way up there. And then after that, we're zeicha to an incredible perfection of das. V'yoydin b'yediyah shleima. And then the person knows completely, realizes completely, shehakoyel l'tovosay, that everything is for my good. Shezeo b'chinas Hashem hu olikim. Shezeo b'chinas ma'shem esayimin hatfila b'sholoim. We said that this perfection is Hashem is olikim. It's all one. Right and left are one, right? Rav Nosson says, now take a look. What is the grand finale of the Shmon Esrei? How do we finish the Shmon Esrei? Ba'sholoim, with peace. Ki sholoim hu hischabrus shnei hafochem. Because peace is the union between two opposites. Dehainu chasodim u'gvurois, kindness and harshness. Remember we showed before, shelov, shin lamed vav, was the three elikims and the three yud kei vav keis. Dehainu lodas shehakoyel l'toivosoi, which means this realization that everything is for my good. Shezeo b'chinas habitul shezoichin b'gemara tefila. This is the bitul that the Jew achieves at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. V'alkein ein kaddish bein geula l'tefila. Now you're going to ask a question. Hold on a second. Where is the kaddish between Bria and Atzilus? You said Shmoneh Esrei is Atzilus, and the Birchas Kriya Shma are Bria. Where's the Kaddish? Where's that transition state? Dahainu bein Bria l'Atzilus. Kishom ba'Atzilus ikur habitul. Because on the fourth floor, up on top in Atzilus, that's where the real bitul takes place. Vishom nechlolin be'ein soif bi'atzmoy kaviyochol. That's where the person plugs into the real Ein Sof. We said every time you go up a high to another level, it's an aspect, it's a taste of Beetle. But when you go up to that fourth floor, it's the real thing. It's Beetle all the way. Shehu lemala min hadas, which means you've gone above Chochma bina das, lemala mikol hakedushos. You've gone above all standard levels of holiness. Kemuvan b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likud Imran, shebishas habitul biatzmoi ein shayach loymar shahakoy letoivo. Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a person is actually in the state of bitul, the person can't even say that everything is good, kishom einu yodea meatzmoi klal, because when a person is in bitul, the person doesn't exist. Remember, we said before, there's one level of davening Shmoneh Esrei where I'm able to block out everybody else in the room. That's bitul. I'm mevatel everybody. There's the next level where I'm mevatel me too. I get rid of me too. I nullify myself totally so that there is only Hashem. In Hashem, there's echod. In Hashem, it's all oneness. There isn't a good and a bad anymore. Bechinas, as it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lo yoda ish. No person knew the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, afilu hu atzmoy lo yoda. Nobody knew means even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. Meaning that when Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents Das, Moshe Rabbeinu is Shleimus HaDas, when he passed away, when you go, if you're Das and you go up one more floor, where do you go? You go beyond Das, you go above Das, to Ein Sof, where there is no, there's no das anymore. It's just oneness of Hashem. It's V'al kein ein shayach shom kaddish shehu hagdolas hadas. Lotzeis mimoichin de katnus, lamoichin de gadlus. Therefore, there is no kaddish over there. When you're going into Shmon Esrei, you're going into Atzilus, there's no kaddish there, because there's no more concept of elevating your das, of going from little das to big das. To know that Hashem is Elokim and everything is for the good, because all of that applies only in the lower worlds, where we're trying to bring down to those lower worlds some of that light from Ein Sof, from the infinite, in order for them to realize this, that everything is for the good. But the moment you cross that line and you're going up to Atzilus, where the person is experiencing Bitul itself in its purest form, in a sense, there's no concept of bringing down holiness or das, Kinizbatlin legamri, because the person becomes nullified totally, bechinas afilu hu atzmoi lo yada, meaning he himself doesn't even know. He's beyond das. He's gone above the arena of das.